Hey guys, this is Melissa with Oral Stimulation on SkidRowStudios.com. I am here with X Factor One. They just came off stage. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Can you tell me your names and what you do in the band, please?
I'm Loke. I play lead guitar.
I'm Zach. I play drums.
And I'm Jerry D. I'm the light tech.
So you guys are here all the way from Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio.
How is the trip?
Pretty exhausting, but you know, we had to do what we had to do. We had van issues at the beginning, you know, we were like, oh my God. So we picked up another one, made it here, less sleep, but you know, we rocked it.
How fast did it take you guys to make it out here?
About 35 hours.
35.
That's a rough drive.
Yeah, straight through.
Between a couple through. Guys driving, we made it. Made it nice.
Five guys driving.
So you guys didn't, like, go crazy on each other in the car?
Barely. Just barely.
No.
A little bit, a little tiny bit.
What do you guys do? Do you practice singing or each other?
We do jokes.
Okay.
You know, I say Ohio has snow. I do naked snow angels. I do naked sand angels.
And how are the naked sand angels?
How hard are they?
How are they?
They're nice, you know.
Are they different from the snow angels?
They're very different.
They're hotter, a little hotter.
But you know, it brings the music creativity together.
Absolutely.
We smoke a lot of pot.
Oh, okay. So you're a little numb to the whole thing.
Right.
How do you guys write your songs? Is there a big fight over the lyrics, or?
Really. Actually, usually it's you know, a lot of the records have been at first my singer. He would write some of the guitar stuff and the lyrics. Me and my guitarist came in 2007. You know, we'd just come in, show him riffs. He'd hum something. We'll just drum or do something. We'll just collaborate, make an album.
Full on collaboration.
You guys never fight?
Oh no, we fight all the time.
Oh, we're perfect.
No.
You know, everyone's different.
You're not gonna have five guys in a band and not have your scuffles. You know?
What kind of obstacles have you guys overcome?
Well, I'd like to say we've. We made it as far, like, we got signed to Megaforce Records last year.
Congratulations.
And that was a big accomplishment for us. We've did a lot of big shows, like, such as Mayhem Fest, Uproar Tour, this tour with Taproot.
This
is the first day for us.
Rock on Range in May. Fuck, man, getting all the way out to California in a van to come play with these cats. You know, that's an accomplishment in and of itself. For sure.
Are you guys pretty big in Ohio?
Well, we're big in Mexico, small in Europe, but I have to say, in the tri-state area, we're pretty well known.
Yeah, I'd say Ohio and surrounding areas, we have a good following. We have a lot of fans.
All right, so now the pressing question. What is the X Factor?
We're that number one, you know, like the number one factor of all goals and dreams, and, you know, that's X Factor One. We just achieve everything we possibly can with our goals in life, and that's pretty much what it means to me.
That's beautiful. I love it. You guys agree?
The X Factor, yeah. The X Factor is anything that to for someone to strongly believe in, to follow aggressively, and you know, that one thing in a person that just pushes them to do what they do.
All right. Do you guys have an album out, or?
We have a few. Yeah. Newest one's Famous Last Words. You can pick that up at any show.
We're just releasing a new single, actually, Parasite, and a video will be out on Loudwire next week, so check that out. And radio stations all across America are just releasing our single, so we're looking forward to that.
We're getting some good spins on that, for sure.
Great, so what are your goals? What's next for X Factor One?
I think our goal is just to keep climbing. I mean, it's just to keep doing what we're doing and getting better and better and stronger and expanding ourselves as far as we can geographically and just pushing ourselves as far as we can possibly take.
Absolutely. Very cool. Where can your fans find you?
All over Facebook. Facebook.com/ X Factor One Official. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Amazon, iTunes, Pandora, music. Spotify, Best Buy,
iHeartRadio.
Absolutely.
Your back pocket, for instance.
Excellent. And now, the final question. Why is your nipple in two pieces?
Oh, well, you know, I get asked that a few times, but it's kind of rare. But I was in a Mudvayne concert about 2003, it was, in Dayton, Ohio. Moshing, you know, a little drunk, I forgot that I had my nipple ring in, and you know, some guy came up, moshed and pulled my nipple ring right out, and I said, hey. Now it talks, but you know, I appreciate the question.
Do you have anything ripped into pieces?
I don't know. No. No, I don't have anything. I'm the normal one out of the group. He's go.
All right, you guys heard it here. Now you know who's the normal one and who's the psycho. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me, you guys.
You're welcome. Thanks. Coming to a club near you.
All right. Bye-bye.